So we are going to explore a little bit of who God is, but first of all, I want to tell you about my plans for the afternoon, which is that I am going to go to the cinema and take part in what is most definitely the biggest cinematic event of the 21st century, which is, of course, something called Barbenheimer. I don't know if you guys are up with the internet memes of the day, so I'm going to explain this to you. There are two films that came out on Friday. One is Oppenheimer, which is an extremely serious, gritty movie about the invention of the atomic bomb. It's like, it's a dark film. It's not, you know, not going to be a big laugh. But the other film that's coming out is Barbie, which is a laugh, which is a film about a Barbie doll who leaves Barbie land and comes into the real world. And it's like maybe super fun and crazy and colorful. And these films are obviously complete opposites, and that has caused some hilarity on the internet. The next slide is a picture of Barbie in front of the blast. So everyone has been quite amused by the fact that these two films that could not be more different are coming out on the same day. Originally, there was some kind of competition between the two films of like which film was going to do better. And in fact, the reason they're coming out on the same day is because the kind of the director of Oppenheimer fell out with the people who made Barbie, and they were kind of trying to annoy him by bringing their film out on the same day. But in the end, it stopped being a competition, and actually a lot of people started saying, you know what, you should see both movies on the same day. So lots of the cast and crew from the films have been supporting each other. They've been saying, go see the other movie as well. This is the star and director of Barbie posing with their Oppenheimer tickets. And, so they have called this Barbenheimer. And there's been lots of memes and fan art. This is a poster that someone made for them both. This is a T-shirt you can get with Barbie and Oppenheimer on it. It's all just very exciting. And so I'm going to go see both movies today. I'm going to go see Oppenheimer. And then, so this is the order that you do it. You see Oppenheimer first, because it's kind of a downer. Then you go have some food, a couple of drinks, and then you go see Barbie and get your vibes back. It's going to be super fun. I'm excited. Now, I tell you this, not just because I want to tell you about my day, although that was part of it, but also because here we have a story of two things that we didn't think would necessarily go together. And actually, they have come together to exist as one. Lots of film fans have realized and decided that instead of picking one or the other, that it can have both. They can enjoy both films. They can be part of the same experience. This made me think a lot during my sermon preparation this week, actually, about when I was thinking about who God is. Today, we are exploring the creation story, which is a story where we see the huge power and might of God, probably the most of anywhere in the Bible, as he literally creates the whole universe from nothing. He literally puts the stars into space. It's big. But we also had Psalm 139 read by Amika, which also talks about creation, but actually talks about God knitting each of us together in our mother's womb, carefully creating each of us, even counting the hairs on our head. God is this huge, magnificent creator, but he also created you and me and cared enough about us and the small things to even count the hairs on our head. And now we read through the Bible that God cares for each of us who he's made really deeply. I think John was commenting that he doesn't have that many hairs on his head. But God, you know, I'm sure that once upon a time there was hair. So either way, however much hair we have, God created every part of us. And we have this God now who cares really deeply for each of us and has a plan for our lives. He comes close to us, and even in our smallest fears and hopes and pain and joy, we have this personal God, individual God, who comes into the smallness of my life and your life, but who also exists in the vastness of creation. Many people and many religions throughout time have wrestled with how these two gods can coexist. This God who is huge and vast and all-powerful and sees the whole of time, but also this God who sees each of us and cares for us. And actually, as Christians, we know that they are one and the same. It's not an either-or situation. The God who came to earth as Jesus and lived a human life and lived with us, that's the same God who lives in heaven and created the universe. They are one and the same. And, you know, alongside these conflicting but not actually conflicting ideas about God that we exist within, we also, as we come to a story about this, like this, we're faced with the vast differences that exist within Christian communities as well, with the ways that we understand the Bible and understand God. For every Christian that I know, there will be a slightly different interpretation of this creation story. Some of us in this room will believe in a literal reading of the story where God creates the world in 7 days, like 7 actual days. And others in the room will see it more metaphorically, interpreting the story as a poem that tells us more about the long process of creation. We might believe in the Big Bang, evolution, etc. And sometimes we might struggle to see how we can exist within this tension. Some of us might look at people who have a different idea than us on something like this and wonder, you know, how they can think so differently. But what we do know, even though we don't know the answers to those questions, is that God can live and does live in that space. That whichever way we're interpreting this story, we are all experiencing something of God's amazing power. We're seeing God in that story. Something of that message of magnificence and glory, whether God has amazed us by creating the world in 7 days, or whether he's amazed us by creating the world in millions of years. Regardless, we see this huge and loving God in the scripture. God doesn't ask us to have the answers to all the questions. He doesn't ask us to understand him and his ways fully, because none of us ever could. But he does ask for us to explore and journey to understand more about him by going deeply into these kinds of stories and listening to those who think differently than us. Over the coming weeks, we are going to be exploring many characters from the Bible. We will see how God exists in the vastness of creation around these characters by appearing in fire and wind and earthquakes. We will also see how God weaves himself into the lives of each of those people that he loves. We'll see his closeness to each of these characters that we learn about, how he loved them and helped them. Through all these stories, we will sometimes see things differently than one another, and we might be faced with some of the confusing differences in interpretation and worship that we have with our Christian siblings throughout the world. But rather than be fearful of these differences and seeing them as a divide, let's learn from each other and learn from the different ideas around us and see how other people are experiencing God. Let's look for God in the huge and in the small, in the vast and in the close, and be open to seeing how a character from the Bible might teach us something new about one of the natures of God, and indeed how the person next to us might teach us something about one of those natures of God, because perhaps they have had something revealed to them differently than we have. Although we can't claim to know and understand everything of who God is and how God works, we do know that the promises of the Bible, we do know those promises of the Bible, and one of those promises is that however huge, however powerful God is, he is never far from your heart and my heart. So this week, maybe you go see a movie, maybe you watch 2 movies that are really different. But as you do, maybe we can remember our God and the great depth that exists within all that he is. No human could ever be completely powerful and completely good. No human could be completely loving and fully just. But we have a God who can be and is all these things and so much more. As we experience the joy of creation and of art and of all that is good, I hope that this week we are reminded that all that is good in the vastness and the stillness of our lives is from and of our God, who exists as Father, Son, and as Holy Spirit. Amen.